Price says he was first approached by Lance Twitchell, an associate professor of Alaska Native Languages at UAS.
And we thought that having a chance to merge language with the art and the culture would be a real good fit.
Price says that they just went for it, and UAS has been very supportive throughout the whole process. Now he is in Juneau. In a short amount of time, he has set up shop and organized classes for the coming term. Price will be teaching design and drawing of Pacific Northwest Coast Native art. In this class, the students will create their own artwork while exploring some of the distinctions between designs from different cultures in the region.
The meaning of it, the form of it, and the language of Northwest Coast two-dimensional design, and what makes it Tlingit or Haida or Tsimshian, because they're all really close, but sometimes we don't really know which one makes what. And I want to bring that to the attention.
In addition, Price will teach a carving class. Part of the course will guide students through the process of making a canoe paddle, a specialty of Price's.
And hopefully we finish the completed paddle, and that will then get to have some use in the Jibba dugout, which is also here on campus. I brought it down from Haines, so a lot of what we're going to do is going to include the healthy lifestyle with the adventures with the Jibba dugout, so, and hopefully the creation of other dugouts in the near future.
Price will be living on campus while he teaches classes. At the moment, he is working on getting his shop ready. He says he is excited to get started.
I think the work I'm doing with Lance to combine the art that I'm doing with the language that he's doing, that there's some Tlingit immersion that's going to create some new opportunities. There's a lot of potential. I bring a whole lifetime of what I know about wood, and we will see if we can put it to good use for my time while I'm here in Juneau.
Classes start August 27th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.